All right, liberals. Grab that horse and mount up. We're going to charge right now.
From high atop the North American continent, democracy has a new voice. It's the Ed Schultz Show.
Circle the wagons, Rush. Ed Schultz and his gang are headed your way. Liberals are trying to fight their way onto the talk radio airwaves dominated by conservatives, and Big Ed Schultz, who broadcasts out of Fargo, North Dakota, is one of their standard bearers. Liberal movers and shakers hope this ex-conservative, shotgun-toting, former college quarterback and sports announcer can do for them what Rush Limbaugh did for the right. Here's Schultz dealing with a conservative anti-tax caller during one of his shows.
I know right off the top, 27% of my money goes straight to the government. I am all for tax cuts.
Well, let me tell you something, bud. In the next generation, if you got any kids, it's going to go from 27 to 37, because that's the only way we're going to pay for this. Go check out the latest report from the International Monetary Fund and their economists and ask them what we're doing to the world economy taking on these record deficits.
Ed Schultz flew to Washington this week for a talk radio convention to schmooze and market his new nationally syndicated show to station managers from around the country. Part of the entertainment was a toe-to-toe, mic-to-mic face-off with his conservative competition. Among them, Laura Ingraham of Premier Radio Networks.
And as far as the average people not talking, it's the conservative right that screens their calls. It's the conservative right that wants to hear from people that think the way they do. They don't want debate.
Why has Hollywood not made a movie
Hollywood
on communism,
Hollywood has nothing
Ed?
To do with talk
Ed,
radio.
Ed, Hollywood doesn't have anything
Hollywood
to do with
has
culture.
Nothing to do with talk radio, and talk radio is not an
Ed,
avenue
talking,
of reporting.
Talking more loudly, Ed, is not going to make your point any more persuasive.
Well, I will tell you this. Hollywood is
Ed,
not talk radio.
Before
Ed,
launching a national show in early January, Ed Schultz was dominating the regional talk radio market in the Dakotas and western Minnesota. The combination of his politics and Limbaugh-like style made an impression on Democrats like Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle, as well as liberals trying to get progressive talkers on the air. One of those groups, Democracy Radio, is a partner in taking Schultz national. Ed Schultz isn't your typical liberal, though. He's against abortion. He's a hunter who owns a couple of shotguns and a deer rifle, though he says he doesn't think his neighbor should have the right to own a bazooka. He's a big, burly, red-headed guy who loves a good steak and a cold beer. Still, there is a good deal of skepticism at this talk radio conference about whether a liberal of any variety can make it in the AM radio world of loud talkers and moral certitude. But conservative talk show host Glenn Beck says in this business, success is really not about politics.
These people on the panel were trying to make the case that it's about left or right, or how come I can't get more right opinion on or left opinion? I got news for you. This is about business. This is about making money for sponsors. So there isn't a program director who's sane that if somebody came out with a liberal talk show that would garner real ratings, they'd put it on the air. They'd be stupid, and they would be shirking their responsibility if they didn't do that. It's like Coke and Pepsi. Conservatives are the Coke. They were first in the market. When somebody builds a great, compelling talk show that is liberal, that involves entertainment, relevance, and information, you'll see it be a success, because it's capitalism.
Paul Woodhull, a radio syndicator who's helping Schultz go national, agrees. And he says liberals and conservatives can thrive next to each other on a station schedule.
Rush Limbaugh and Ed Schultz are on the same station, KFGO in Fargo. And that's a new phenomenon. When Rush and Ed were paired, both of their audiences increased by 66%. Of course, Ed delivers double the numbers of Rush, but you know, that's something else.
Mm-hmm. He gets double the numbers of Rush in that same market?
In that particular market where they're both heard, he gets double the numbers.
Now, know? Partly that's because he's a well-known local personality. I mean, he's been around Fargo for, 25, 30 years, right?
Yeah, I would make the argument that Rush Limbaugh is pretty well-known, too. you know.
But Rush Limbaugh is on around 600 stations. Right now, the Ed Schultz Show is only on 15. None of them is in a top 50 market. During a break in the talk radio convention, Schultz came across the street to our studios for a quiet chat. I asked him why liberals are so scarce on the talk radio dial.
I really think it goes back to the first person who really made talk radio what it is today in this new age of media, and that would be Rush Limbaugh. He deserves a lot of credit. But I think it's very simplistic, and I think it's very profound, that if you're in business and you're successful, what are you going to do? You're going to make more of that product. The industry is conservative talk radio. Mm-hmm. There isn't anything else. Mm-hmm. There's nothing else.
So
and there hasn't been liberal talk radio because ownership hasn't had to try it.
Mm-hmm. They've been so successful with the conservative product that they haven't felt they needed the liberal
product. John, it is that simple. It mm-hmm. really is.
So you don't buy this idea that there isn't a liberal talk radio audience out there?
Absolutely not. I don't believe it for a moment. And I'm willing to stake my career on that.
Well, let's talk about what you believe. Yeah, you were once a conservative. Now you're a standard bearer for the liberals. What happened?
Well, I think it was, a series of life-changing events and some real grassroots experience with an open microphone going out talking to people. I met my wife in 1998, and she was the manager of the homeless clinic in Fargo. And one of our first dates was that we went down to the Salvation Army to eat lunch on her demand. It wasn't my first choice. I was a pretty heartless person back then. But then I met a few people, and I started to talk to them. And it got me thinking, and my wife talked to me a lot about it. And then I came across a story during the drought of 2001 in the Midwest when I got a phone call from Pastor Florence Hoff in Lemon, South Dakota. She said, "Ed, could you bring your motorhome out here and do a show out here? We've got a lot of problems out here." And I knew it was tough. We went out there, but I didn't know it was that tough. I heard stories about ranchers losing their ranches, selling off their livestock. There had been suicides. And I thought about national syndication. I said, this is a great story, but it's a story America won't believe. The people that produce the food are going to the food pantries to feed their families. Mm-hmm. And I am not overstating this. This is the way it was. And through this whole process, I paid a lot of attention to what was being said in Washington and who was saying what and what party was advocating for those who needed the support.
And you heard the parties, and what did you conclude?
Oh, the Republicans were way off base. The Republicans have a failed floor plan for this country to walk on. I mean, this is not a solid foundation for the survival. I'm talking about the survival of this country, and I'm not overstating anything. And telling the truth is not negative.
Forgive me for asking you this after your passionate response to the question, but some people suggest that you saw a business opportunity, that there were 300 conservative radio talk show hosts and very few liberals, and there was a niche to be filled.
Well, that's a fair question, but they came to me. Mm-hmm. I didn't go to them.
Now, the Ed Schultz we're hearing right now doesn't sound a lot like the Ed Schultz we're hearing on your air checks, on your show. Have you NPR-ized yourself for this interview?
I'm an adjuster. Well, John, let me tell you here, we're back here on NPR. Glad to have you with us.
All right. That's more like it.
I can do it any way you want to. I'm respecting the way you want to do it, and that's and I appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks very much.
You bet. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.